Are you ready for this?
It's your Pod Blast. The county championship's underway and it's got more draw than Rolf Harris. Meanwhile, James, his namesake, struggles on his debut. Someone needs to send the Yorkshire Terriers to the animal hospital because they got mauled by Sussex. And we choose two little boys who had a superb opening day in Roland Jones and Chris Jordan. Meanwhile, finally, we ask, didgeridoo you think cricket in schools can make school kids nicer? Oh, and I didn't even have a chance to say everything in that, Al.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mention that we're going to have a bit on Cricket Whites from you.
We are.
It'll be all white on the night.
Long threatened.
Yes. And the return of Carberry Corner.
Good. Whoa.
And first, you're going to give us a global warning.
People of Earth, this is a warning. I am a hyper-intelligent yet benign and friendly member of the universe. We have been warning you about catastrophic ecological breakdown now through a variety of signs and signals. First of all, tsunamis. Secondly, an inclement March, and yet still you ignore the signs. The third sign, the 2012 cricket season, ignored. Ignore the signs no longer for climate change. The first series of the 2013 county cricket season, Division 2, washed out. End of message.
Wow,
that was pretty scary.
Where did that come from?
Aliens.
Al, I don't know where you guys won't have seen this, but to be here was pretty incredible. Al's eyes rolled back in his head so we could just see white. And another voice came through him as if he were some sort of cipher for the mind of a greater being.
Not the first person who said that before. It's strange to be discussing the drawn-out Division 2 here in the slight pause between the round of first county cricket championship matches and the second.
Yes.
It's a wonderful, balmy London summer evening.
Isn't it?
And yet, across the country, the cricket calendar was destroyed by rain.
Destroyed. Warwickshire particularly in the soup, as 'twere, for starters.
Just before we get down and we really knuckle down into the nitty-gritty of what I'm sure will be a marathon session of cricket analysis. London Marathon's coming up on Saturday. Thanks very much.
Very good. So many references.
Thanks. People will be, by the way, Ross, unpacking your opening little interlude.
Yeah,
probably for generations to
generations.
Come.
It's all Rolf Harris based.
Yeah.
It would have been better if Rolf Harris had died or something like that.
It would be better if he had died.
But there was no reason for the Rolf Harris.
Can I ask
references.
A question? And I think we may be into pet peeve territory.
Pet peeves.
Now, the county championship season began on Wednesday.
What?
It runs for 4 days.
Okay.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Saturday.
Culminating on Saturday. Mm. And yet on Sunday, the clouds rolled away and the sun came out. I'm not saying that the people who organised the cricket season should have known this. But two options, Ross.
Mm.
Number one, your favourite pet peeve, a reserve day.
Reserve day. Mm. You heard it here. Possibly first.
Possibly first, maybe second. Mm. But here's the other alternative, Ross. What person, when they were coming at the fixture list, went, we're going to start on the 10th of April. We'll start on the 10th of April, and even though there's a 3-day gap between the first round and the second round of matches,
yeah,
we're going to make sure that only one of the day's play falls on a weekend.
Yeah.
Just to make it as difficult as possible
for
people
to
attend.
Well, 2 points. One, viewers, or listeners rather, if you were viewers, you'd be able to see that Al has got an actual calendar out that he's gesticulating out wildly. That's actually happening.
Colour-coded.
Right now. Colour-coded. And he's made little notes in
I have
in
the results.
In biro. That's
women are
got.
Drawn to me, Ross.
Yeah, that's why.
I love my style.
We'll talk about grounds women later. But also, as DeBell, Sir DeBell of the Switch Hits stated, they're particularly low, the turnout during the weekend. What, even lower, perhaps, than the weekday? So that's why.
Well, maybe they know something then.
Maybe they do know.
Maybe the OAPs don't like to turn out on a weekend because it's a bit busy.
Maybe those 8 guys, all drunk on cider and life, just don't bother turning out the weekend because that's when they visit their relatives and stuff.
It's possible.
Maybe that's it.
Oh, dear, Rossi. I mean, it was a sad and sorry tale. What's your take on, and let's begin with Division 2. Second the best.
Yep.
And what's your take on all of these matches, these bore draws? Were they bore draws?
No, some of them, sadly, were just... I mean, the one that was the biggest fatality or casualty or whatever was Warwick's game in League One. I mean, we got very little of that done. Yeah. It was quite disappointing for my fantasy team.
Disappointing for my fantasy team too. I had Ambrose in at wicketkeeper. See, Ambrose is a good choice for wicketkeeper if you're going fantasy cricket, because Warwickshire are really one of those teams that don't have a backup keeper competing. Mm. It's not a Bates and Wheater, Hampshire type situation. This is not an Essex, Folkes and Foster situation. They're really using Ambrose, and then they've got a very young under 19-year-old.
Yeah, you've mentioned that three times on the podcast. Yeah, it's good. I like hearing it every time, but you have mentioned it a few times.
Oh, dear. Well, I've got one fact, and I like to cling to it like a log in the high seas.
Listen. Lancashire, Worcestershire. Let me talk about that.
Yeah.
Look, they've
Worcestershire,
got
of course, your team, Ross.
Worcestershire, my team.
So
very close to my
emotion
heart.
Could be clouding your powers of analysis.
It might do. A few things. First of all, I got a tweet from the Worcestershire Cricket Club, because I asked them, why was Richard Jones not playing? I was looking forward to seeing Richard Jones. Could be a big season for him. He strained a hamstring the day before, sadly.
Hot off the press.
That's why. He wasn't dropped. No. He just was suffering at a slight twinge, but he's back in the second 11 today. So... Good news all round.
More hot news. Yeah, Worcestershire, I think, did very well and be disappointed. Mm. Not because they were in a dominant position, but they managed to score more than 200 runs in the first innings, and that is an achievement.
We're usually a sort of second and third innings team, our first and fourth being disastrous. We usually get a very low score first innings. We have a partial comeback in the second and third innings, only to lose disastrously in the fourth. We're looking to turn that around this season.
Question for you, Ross. Is this going to be Moeen Ali's season at last?
Well, I hope so. I mean, a lot of people are picking him for their fantasy team. And I think he's a terrific player, Moeen Ali. We've said this hundreds of times.
He should be balancing really the England one day team. They talked again about Bresnan's recovery, and he's coming back to play for Yorkshire this week in a warm up game on Tuesday. Mm. And they said this will be good, particularly for the Champions Trophy in the one day, because he'll balance the side. Mm. Note to all pundits out there.
There we go. Here we go.
He doesn't balance the side. He can't bat. He's a bowler.
Yeah. Moeen can bowl and bat.
On the other hand, we can.
Ruddy hell. I mean, he could usurp Samit Patel, rather, with a good season, couldn't he? I really think he's got a terrific beard. Where's Bresnan's beard?
Moeen has been a massive figure of delight for the podcast over time.
We think about him a lot.
I was about to say figure of fun, but that would be quite wrong.
No. Well, just fun in the sense that we find his batting really fun.
And another man whose batting we very much enjoy is Carberry. And that's why I selected him for my fantasy cricket team, the Cricket Pod Blast, which those of you who are logging on is 11,370th in the Telegraph Fantasy League.
Check it out. I don't think we quite understand how the cricket works. And we just pick players we like.
I think I do understand, and I'm still doing that badly. But anyway, Carberry, I thought opening up for Hampshire against Leicestershire, not the most feared attack ever. Mm. Hoggarden, I'm watching it live, you know, ball by ball. Hoggarden to Carberry, dot ball. This guy's on second over, third over. So I tweet, what a classic contest between bat and ball, this Hoggard versus Carberry, rolling back the years, the both of them. Mm-hmm. And he gets out immediately for a duck. Mm. And he's not the only guy who gets a duck for my fantasy cricket team. And a duck is minus 25 points. So it brings on another theory I have about fantasy cricket, which is that openers, albeit they will start the batting and therefore are guaranteed to bat, may cost you because their averages are lower and they're more likely to get a duck against the new ball discussion.
That is very interesting. I love how you put that. It's very true. I mean, people like Chopra and Triscothic obviously are openers and score very highly. Compton also often takes the new ball. Yeah. But it is true that it can suffer. They suffer in the Test match arena. It remains to be seen whether county championship averages this season will suffer.
Let's talk about the player of the series. And we'll use Division 1 and Division 2, Rob.
What's the series?
The series of matches that have just been played in the county championship.
Yeah.
Who would be your standout individual for those games?
Well, I'd have my two little boys, as I mentioned, not in a CD way, in the Rolf Harris way, two little boys, remember that?
Which isn't CD.
No. Did you think I would leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? Everyone remembers that, right? Just to put that in context. I've gone for Chris Jordan for Sussex.
Yes.
Excellent bowling performance, particularly first innings, 6 wickets. Also with 6 wickets in the first innings is my other one, Toby Rowland-Jones.
And now Toby Rowland-Jones is a man that you picked for your fantasy cricket team. You must be pleased.
I'm really pleased with Toby. A lot of people have come in and said Toby's going to have a great season. And Toby started off really well. That's not an impression of anyone in particular. That's just a sort of like generic pundit voice.
Yeah, talking of generic punditry, there's been a few interesting stories knocking around, and I use interesting in the very loosest sense of the word. For example, a news story the other day that said Graham Smith would like to be successful at Surrey.
Oh, that's a good story. Would he?
So he would.
That's interesting.
He would, really.
Well, I suppose he's in the country, isn't he?
He's in the country. He's
warning,
landed.
Warning! Graham Smith is in the country. Watch out, local fish and chip shop. He'll be hungry.
And the Podblast's favourite cricketer from last episode, Boyd Rankin, close to a return for the Bears, says the latest issue of BBC Sport Cricket.
Issue? We love a bit of Boyd. We love a bit of Boyd. I remember Boyd, he's a very big bloke. You know, some people might have been offended by what we said about him last week. That was purely...
Out of love.
Everything that we said about how poor his punditry was out of love. And he's not a pundit.
Another great story here on the BBC Cricket website, Copeland, Northants Trent Copeland, has McGrath's mentality. So, and they're referring in particular to his love of sheep farming.
Wow.
Yeah, it really does.
Or just that if something bad goes, it happens, like he loses like his like a bag on holiday, he's very much like, oh, just leave it. You know, you live these things twice if you worry about them.
Yeah, that's his mentality. There's no point crying over spilt milk.
That's the mentality he's really talking about.
You live and let live.
Live and let live mentality. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Going back, I'm going to throw back to that Worcestershire match. A couple of interesting things happened there, not just the Richard Jones injury. Worcestershire were blighted by injury in that game. We also had Daryl Mitchell. Ill.
Yeah, I know, you're all really falling out of the first 11. It's difficult to predict your Telegraph fantasy cricket team when people play.
Isn't it?
And I think it's time now for a pet peeve.
Pet peeves! Pet peeves! Pet peeves! Pet peeves!
My pet peeve of the week is Spriegel. Matthew Spriegel. He is 25 years old. He's playing for Surrey. He gets signed up by Northants. Northants aren't very good. They make a big fuss out of it. They say, we've got Spriegel. He can play across formats. This is just fantastic. Get to the first game of the season. Someone, some muggins, has got Spriegel in his Telegraph fantasy cricket team. What happens?
Dropped.
Not even dropped, not picked in the first place. It hasn't been picked to be dropped. You've got to be picked to be dropped, man. You've got to be hip to be cool.
It's been pre-pick dropped. Is that really what happens? Or should you like me? Should you like me have tweeted in and said, what's going on with Spriegel to Northants Cricket Club?
I did tweet.
Oh, did
I
you?
Did. On day two, I thought, this is absurd. You know, am I going to hold on to Spriegel or am I not? Am I going to twist or stick? And so I got in touch with Northants. And the unofficial Northants Twitter feed told me that he wasn't injured, he just hadn't been picked.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what on earth is the point of Spriegel?
How do you solve a problem like Matt Spriegel?
Is he just a wonderful conversationalist?
And he's just a lovely guy.
And they just plonk him at the bar with a beer and a tab.
He's
talk to the
gent.
Members, Matt.
He's a gent. Listen, going back to my Worcestershire thing, because I hadn't made my point there. We jumped in with a caesura of a pet peeve, which is very nice. But I was just... the other thing was Daryl Mitchell, came in at very late, came in at 7, and that was because he was ill. I thought, oh, I know what they're doing. They've got this great batting lineup, but they're worried that it can't... They want to support Sam Awira, who likes to bat for a very long time. They want to give the middle order a really good opportunity. What they've done... They've stuck in Mitchell at 7, usually a top run scorer, but they're saying, no, look, I can bat anywhere, everyone gets a bat. I was thinking, he is such a futuristic-looking captain. He's the sort of guy, last year, declared a lot to try and get results because there was such a plethora of draws.
Yes.
This guy is a genius. He was just ill. He couldn't get to
the ground. He had the runs.
There was no tactic. He just had the,
it was the
gentleman's poo-poos. Also in that match, we did see what a fantastic middle order Lancs have got with Ashwell Prince and Simon Katic.
Yeah.
There was also a good performance from Proctor, who opened the batting and took 4 wickets. So he's one to watch out for the future. He's born in Oldham. He's 24 years old. Look out for Proctor.
Everyone in Oldham is.
We did all right as well. One thing we did was really interesting, Worcestershire, was we batted out out the first hour. Didn't lose a wicket for an hour. I've scored a lot of runs in that time.
And in fact, I think, because I was following at the time and all the live scores, I think you were the first, the last team to lose a wicket.
To lose a wicket.
Also, all of them.
Ed Cowan was the first batsman to score 50, I think it was in my
Very un-Cowan-like performance there. He moved very quickly onto 60, didn't he?
He did, didn't
and
he?
And then Nottinghamshire promptly capitulated. That's a bit of a shock result, isn't it? Nottinghamshire, Middlesex.
Yeah, well, Middlesex were all over them. I mean, James Harris, as we mentioned earlier, didn't take a wicket. I don't think he had a particularly good start. In fact, he might have got injured because I don't think he bowled in the second
innings
right. there.
That's
Neil Dexter
right.
Surprisingly took all the wickets there. But I think, you know, Murtagh is a very good bowler. We talked about before, Roland Jones is going to take a lot of wickets.
Yeah, and Finn's going to come back in.
And Finn's going to, well, for, yeah.
What
for
about Nottinghamshire, though? They've got Shahzad.
Yeah, they're all right. They've got a good batting order, but they, you know, they did capitulate. Hales was up there. He looked like he'd started quite well. But it's, you know, it's a tough league and anyone could beat anyone.
Yeah, a couple of results to talk about. Shall we go to the West Country?
Oh, let's go there.
And talk about Somerset versus Durham.
That was the game of the day and the soup of the day, Onions.
Good performance by him, as per usual. Rushworth, though. Good value on Telegraph Fantasy Cricket. I think he's a 7.
Is it? Or a lot of people tipping him for a really good season. And yeah, he really came good, didn't they? They only needed 2 bowlers, didn't they, really, on that one?
They did fantastic. And Durham have got Stokes back in a little bit of form. Let's see how he does. This was all despite Keyswetter, who I thought was an odd pick by you for your wicketkeeper, but I have to stand corrected. He batted well, Ross.
And he kept wicket above Butler.
Really interesting that, wasn't it? Yeah, and Butler got a duck as well. So not a great week for Butler. Maybe you need Ross to be a Butler.
Yeah, Joss Butler's Butler. That campaign's
right,
still running.
Let's go up north and speak about Yorkshire.
Oh, the Yorkshire Terriers. They got mauled by Sussex,
the
didn't they?
The North-South clash, yes. Yeah. The Great Divide.
What are they actually called, the Yorkshire? They're not called the Terriers, are they?
Yeah, the Vikings.
The Vikings, oh,
the
yeah.
Vikings. There's a rather disturbing picture in this month's magazine of people from the Minnesota Vikings, who are a gridiron team.
Yes.
Coming over and doing a little bit of publicity with the Yorkshire lads.
Oh, the Vikings. It's a tie-in. It's like when Mork appeared in Happy Days. Do you remember that?
It's very similar.
Williams,
I think, in fact, the press agency at Yorkshire said, we've got a time in the Minnesota Vikings. Underneath in italics, it said, like the time that Mork
appeared in Happy Days. With Fonzie Arthur Fonzarelli.
It says, you have to keep following the italics, but if you put the effort in, you'll really get a
you'll really get a kick out of it.
Yeah, no, good result there. I mean, those are interesting results, aren't they? What happened around there? But there are other teams that should feel particularly fortunate, I would imagine, at this time of year. Glamorgan, you've had a lucky one. We've called it before. We'll call it again. You're not very good, Glamorgan, I'm afraid.
That's the tip for the bottom. Hey, Glamorgan boys, prove him wrong.
And surprisingly enough, Essex, I mean, they were getting a bit of a beating over there against Gloucestershire. Housego with a century. Do you know, we're in a mini league on the Telegraph Fantasy Cricket and our friend Jamie picked Housego and I thought, wow, that's out of the blue. Yeah. What does he know that I don't know? So I got in touch and said, Jamie, you know, what's going on with Housego? Yeah. And he said he had a friend who went to school with Housego, who saw him bat once in a school match and said he was quite good.
Is that it?
Yeah. Oh. That's the kind of brains we're up against, Ross. That's the kind of brains we're losing
this
to.
This is sort of inside Chinese whispers. Well, that was a real dark horse performance by Gloucester. I mean, oftentimes people such as myself say they're a bit of an average side, but wow, that was a great performance.
Yeah, they were 300 for 3. I've got David Masters in my Telegraph Fantasy Cricket team, picked up a couple of early wickets, but then was bowling off a short run-up with the keeper up to the stumps.
Was it? Well, he doesn't have that much pace these days, does he? But the batting performances, I should say, from this round of matches must have been Housego, Hamish Marshall and Vince, who I tipped as going to have a good season.
Yeah, didn't tip him enough to pick him for your fantasy cricket team, but he has played well.
He's
Is this
been
a
very
guy
good.
That could play for England at one day, do you think?
I think he could play in a lot of different formats. He's got a good game, Vince. And if he gets into the top division, which is, I think, where the selectors are looking these days, then he could have a really good opportunity. Yeah.
Now, anybody who listens to the Pod Blast, and you know, we know who you are, both of you, know that we like to take an angle on things. So I feel slightly dirty, as it were, by asking you this question, Ross. Would you agree with me that the real narrative of the first round of matches in the county championship can be found beginning in a place called Australia?
Well, Alex got a theory, and you're going to hear about it now.
Once upon a time, in a dry and dusty place called Australia, a number of batsmen were all born at approximately the same time, and they batted and they batted and they batted, and they were ignored and they were ignored and they were ignored. They all got on a big boat that flew in the sky, and they went over to England. All at the same time, they all started batting extremely well.
Wow.
And their names were Ed Cowan and George Bailey and Klinger and Chris Rogers. I mean, isn't that the narrative of this round? This Australian influx. And by the way, we've criticised the IPL before for being full of old Australians. I think we can no longer. The County Championship is absolutely chock full of them, isn't it?
Well, we might be a little premature on Klinger there because he didn't have a great game. But, you know, even Vogues, you know, in past years has had been a fantastic servant to Nottinghamshire. They all score great runs, particularly Bailey. I mean, every so often you go, why is he? Is he good? Is he any good, Bailey? And he produced a brilliant performance in the 2020 one game where he, in his last game, I think Australia were already out, he hit everything out of the park. He was absolutely terrific. And this one again, he just flew past everyone. There's some really slow scoring going on that first day. And he scored it probably about, started about 80 or 90.
And he didn't come in an easy position, to be frank, either. Hampshire were really wobbling. He did really, really well. Now, what's fascinating to me, though, is the theory which these Australians seem to be applying, which is the team's not doing so well. They're coming over, they're for a tour. I'm just going to be geographically available, far away.
Yeah.
We live in a very connected world with planes, but nevertheless, they've gone, if I'm over there, it's equivalent, Ross. I think I may be doing this as England tour from now on. I'm going to take my bat and pads, and if I'm always just two steps behind Andy Flower, at the right moment, he may just go in a confused moment.
For God's sake.
Oh, come on then.
You.
Give it a go.
It's like sort of moving in the same building as an ex-girlfriend in the hopes that maybe they'll sort of come to their senses and take you back.
Yes.
Is it, you know, I don't know, that might be going on in this building with an old flame of your wife's, perhaps.
Thank you, Ross.
Who knows?
What a lovely mental image. I think we're going to tie up our very acute analysis, I think you'll agree, of the first round of the County Championship matches.
So.
The next round begin on Wednesday, and again, they've been timed perfectly to end on the end of Saturday, so nobody can watch them on Sunday. And that's fortunate before the next round, which also begin on a Wednesday, and again, finish on a Saturday. So well done the ECB on that one and everyone involved. Let's talk about something else cricket related. I don't know about you, I think my ears are bleeding from that little jingle. Sorry, listener.
Futuristic. Now, picture this, Alex. Let me throw this at you. You've just been asked to stand outside the headmaster's door because, again, you've been smoking crack.
Yes.
You've been wielding it over your head.
Yeah.
You've kicked a woman in the face.
Yeah.
And you've also been constantly farting in the school assembly.
Oh, not that. That's the cherry on top.
Yeah. Headmaster turns around and says, I've got the answer for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to play?
Yes. I can see where this is going.
25 over cricket.
Yeah. Let's add to that. Have you ever tried to play 25 over cricket with some plastic stumps in a basketball court with some other disinterested teenagers?
A wind ball, blue stumps. We're playing a version called pairs. Doesn't last too long. I think this might help you, son.
I think it's going to convert me.
I think it will convert
you. I think I've seen the light. I think I'll behave well for the rest of my life. Listeners, you may have picked up on this. Chance to Shine. What a great charity that is.
Charity.
It takes on school cheats. Chance to Shine today announced that they are going to be promoting cricket in British state schools by relying on some research done by Opinion Matters, which were commissioned by Chance to Shine to do some research on cheating in schools. Not even cricket-related cheating, just cheating generally.
Ah.
And what they basically said was, cheating's a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to be a Grinch, Ross.
No, don't be a Grinch.
But Chance to Shine, I mean, they're
not great, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not the Rockefeller Foundation, though. You know, they're not swimming in money.
No, that's true.
Yeah, and yet they've taken some of this limited pool of money that they should be spending on plastic stamps.
Giving children chance to shine.
And they've instead given it to a company called Opinion Matters to commission a piece of research which is probably widely available anyway through public sources.
Wow.
Entirely disconnected to their main purview in order to launch something that's relatively underwhelming. But this is also part of an interesting movement of cricket being tacked onto
charity rather than being the centre of it. So you get there's a great charity in Africa, Cricket for Africa, and they do HIV and AIDS awareness. Mm. Or this, you know, you get Chance to Shine. It's like we're making awareness of cheating and playing fair. Mm. What about just like a charity really for good. Playing cricket?
Yeah, just because cricket's AIDS.
It's good. It's fun, isn't it? And it's not fun with a wind ball in a basketball court with some plastic stumps. It's fun with a hard ball on some grass pitch.
But would it have the same effect to the kids? Would they learn sportsmanship with the hard ball? Would they?
You learn respect with the hard ball, don't you?
You learn respect.
You learn respect.
I think the cricket, the headmaster just needs a really hard ball and a bat. And if anyone's bad, he just lobs at them and goes, there's your, you know, deal with that.
Deal with that, sucker.
Deal with that, son. Anyway, it's a fantastic initiative. That's what we want to say. It's a fantastic initiative.
It's fantastic initiative.
It's a really great initiative. But will it work?
Here's another initiative. Will it work? Which is recently their first female groundsperson was announced down at Glamorgan.
Dude looks like a lady.
She looks very nice, I'm sure. And we don't want to objectify her. But
God knows. That wasn't what we were going
to
do.
It's
now,
difficult to carry off groundsman's overalls.
Yes, that's true.
No, what we want to say about the first female groundsperson is a story which I read, and I almost immediately, my initial reaction was not, oh, look, that's good, the first female groundsperson. My initial reaction was complete awe that there has never been, until 2013, a female groundsperson.
How can we redress this? How can we go back in time and make sure there have been ones much earlier than this? That's
that
my
would
question
fix
to
the
you.
Problem, wouldn't it? Yeah. I don't know how we can do that, Ross. Mm. We do need to go back in time. And it's not only female groundspeople that need to have that injustice cured. Yeah. There's another injustice out there that needs curing. Yeah. And this is a pet peeve of mine, which is cricket flannels. White cricket flannels.
Here we go. What?
I'll ignore basically what you've just done.
Why?
Is... Nowadays, we are bedecked in polyester.
Are we?
Easy wash. But wherefore is the modern white cricket flannel? Yeah. And so I thought I'd do a little senior investigatory work, because I'm senior investigator.
I see.
And I looked into it. And if I order it from one hand mill in Somerset that still exists, they are willing to whip me up a set of cream flannel cricket whites in the traditional style for a very reasonable £560.
Is that right?
So thank you for that.
That's good of them, isn't
there? There must be some Chinese manufacturer somewhere who can undercut that kind of overhead.
There must be some kind of sweatshop somewhere.
Am I the only person in Britain who longs for the return of the traditional cricket flannel?
You might
be. The buckles on the sides.
Okay.
The crease down the front and the turn up. And perhaps the Fred Truman-esque white shirt rolled up to the sleeves.
You'd just wear that to the office or wherever you work.
I would.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You gent. Okay, then. We're nearing the end of the show. What have we got left to talk about, Al?
Absolutely nothing. Time for a little song.
Now, last season, I claimed that the IPL had become like Neighbours. On about 5 o'clock, you probably have it on in the background. Well, no more. It's turned into Diagnosis Murder.
Oh, yes.
It just surprisingly still got it. It's still good. Some of the storylines are old, but it's comforting watching, isn't it? It's brilliant.
I settled down with it on Sunday, and I have to say I was pleasantly surprised. There's something reassuring about that almost orgasmic madness that's going over there in India. And some of the last ball craziness I saw was just really great to be able to flick on the TV and see it.
Quite arousing, you were suggesting, weren't you?
Well, it's very difficult with the IPL because it goes on for so many weeks. Can one stay in a perpetual state of almost sexual excitement about cricket for that duration of time?
I think I can.
Yeah.
And I'm planning on doing
it. There's only one way to find out.
Aaron Finch is going to help me get there. there's some new characters, isn't there? Some great characters.
There are some new characters. I like Kohli as a captain. He's very bad-tempered. Mm. There's also a thing where everybody seems to be wearing skin-coloured undervests.
Yeah.
It's the fashion.
Oh, I like that. Oh, and Rohit Sharma. Don't you like him? I just really like him. He's just a good guy, isn't he? Rohit Sharma.
What a great guy.
This is for our Indian listeners.
Maybe
they're
this
really
song should
bit.
Be for Rohit.
This is for Rohit. Here we go. This last little break. Rohit Sharma, we love you.
And the IPL.
More IPL next week. Tweet us.